I first saw Howard Finster's work in 1979. The minute I saw this one work of Howard's, it happened to be The Divide Between Heaven and Hell. I went, wow. I had a show of Howard's in New York City. Turns out that he had started working in 1976 as the result of seeing a vision, he claims, on his thumb. One day he saw a portrait of Jesus, and God told him to spread the word of Jesus to the world. He didn't think of himself as an artist. He simply wanted to spread the word of the Lord. I mean, some of the work, obviously, is stronger than others, and I think that the strongest ones are those that have to do with heaven and hell and damnation. He always manages to get some of his preaching into every work. Like, he'll write all over the work and sometimes say something like, hell is a hell of a place to be. Keep going upward and you'll get to the sky. I mean, he's very, very positive. He would show us on several many paintings some of the visions, some of the places that he had visited. Strange planets and spaceships and all of this, which he had really made up. I mean, this is obviously not something that I believed. I'm not interested in a happenstance. I'm interested in a body of work. And Howard had already worked very hard fixing up his garden. Actually, he called it Paradise Garden. He found objects like bicycles and axles and wheels and children's toys. And he made pathways and tunnels. And finally, he built a tower, which was a good four stories high and had a great deal of aluminum foil so that it reflected. It was quite amazing. And all along the walls of this tower, there were paintings hanging. I had gone there during the 80s, and at the time I visited, it was truly beautiful. He was proud of the fact that some of us thought of his work as art, but that doesn't mean that he made it for that purpose. He had no skills. He hadn't learned how to be an artist or how to judge himself or how to have a dialogue with another artist about what he was or wasn't doing. Because of all that, I think he brought to the work a kind of concentration and power and a kind of genuine passion that one can feel when one looks at the work.
The art dealer Phyllis Kind talking about the artist Howard Finster, who died in 2001 at the age of 84. You can see images of some of his paintings and his Paradise Garden on our website, studio360.org.